It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Myrtle with KRWG News. A Silver City author has written a new book about childhood malnutrition. Fred Martino reports.
Sharman Apt Russell is a professor emeritus at Western New Mexico University and author of the new book, Within Our Grasp, Childhood Malnutrition Worldwide and the Revolution Taking Place to End It. She says ending it is essential because not getting the right nutrients in the first 5 years has lifelong consequences.
What's important to understand is that this is shorthand for this range of physical and mental and emotional problems. If you're stunted, it's not reversible. A stunted one-year-old becomes a stunted 10-year-old, becomes a stunted adult. And as a child, you might have cognitive problems. You'll do less well in school. You might have emotional problems. You might get sick more often. Because you'll have immune problems. So not getting those nutrients, vitamins and minerals and calories too, just food, in that time of life when your brain and your body is developing so quickly, that will affect you your entire life. As an adult, you'll be at greater risk for so many different diseases.
Watch my entire interview with Sharman Apt Russell tonight at 7 on KRWG-TV's Newsmakers. You'll also find it right now on the Newsmakers page in the local TV section at KRWG.org. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Fred Martino.
And in more news, many adults who cross into Texas from Mexico are being detained and deported. But some families are being released into the U.S. by immigration officials. And they're not all from Central America. The number of Haitian migrants making their way to the U.S. is on the rise. Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval spoke to some Haitian families staying at a new Houston shelter.
Inside a large warehouse, I sit at a table with Valerie Stephanie Lamour and her 7-year-old twin sons. One of them, Abase, talks about the family he left behind in Panama.
Mi hermana y a mi hermano y a mi tía.
His mom, Valerie, who is originally from Haiti, says they were headed to New Jersey, where her boyfriend's parents live. Tears stream down her face as she explains her boyfriend was detained by border officials, so now she's not sure where to go or what to do. She says border officials separated them since they're not married. They're both from Haiti, but they met in Panama. She's lived there since the mid-2000s after an attack at her high school in Haiti where her cousin was shot in the eye. She says she was in shock. She fled to Panama. There, she says she faced problems getting immigration papers and racism. People told her she smelled ugly and black. By the time she finally got a work permit in 2020, the pandemic dashed any hopes of getting a job. So she and her boyfriend migrated again, this time to the U.S. They're among thousands of Haitians headed here, many coming after first living in other countries. Migration stats from Panama show they've found more unauthorized Haitians crossing their border than any other nationality in 2021, some 8,600 people. The Migration Policy Institute's Jessica Bolter says there are a few reasons for this uptick in Haitians leaving other countries.
Haitian immigrants and African immigrants as well really do tend to experience systemic racism and discrimination, making it more difficult for them to get hired for jobs, to access housing.
Bolter says there are also language and legalization barriers to these Haitians trying to build new lives in another country. And during the pandemic, conditions have gotten worse in both Haiti and Latin America. Bolter says Haitian migrants see the U.S. economy as a beacon of hope post-pandemic.
The U.S. economy is now starting to open back up and recover much more quickly than the economies in places like Brazil or Chile. That's definitely an attractive factor for some migrants as well.
At the shelter, sitting across the table from Valerie Lamour, I also meet Jocelyne Medeyer. Originally from Haiti, she came to the U.S. after immigrating to Chile. She crossed South America on foot and by bus to be here with her 3-month-old and boyfriend, who was also detained and separated from them. She says on the journey, she saw people getting raped and killed. She says at one point in the journey, she was walking for 4 days in the jungle. They'd find dead bodies along the way. She'd tell herself, I'm not going to die like that with my baby. They survived, but now separated, she's also unsure what will happen to her family. These women, like many Haitian families, have pending immigration cases, which may take years to wind through the courts. I'm Elizabeth Trovall in Houston.